This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise, and here's what happened on January 22nd. After a 17-year bombing campaign, the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, pled guilty to all federal charges against him in a California courtroom on this day in 1998. Kaczynski attended Harvard, earned a PhD in math from the University of Michigan, and worked as an assistant math professor at Berkeley before abruptly quitting in 1969. He began living as a recluse in western Montana in a tiny cabin without heat, electricity, or running water. From this isolated location, he orchestrated a bombing campaign that would kill 3 people and injure more than 20 others. Surprising fact, Kaczynski was finally caught after the Washington Post and New York Times published a 35,000-word anti-technology manifesto he wrote. After recognizing the writing style of the manifesto as his brother's, Kaczynski's brother contacted authorities. Also on this day in history, in 1901, Britain's Queen Victoria died. In 1905, the first Russian Revolution began, and in 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court delivered the Roe v. Wade decision. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.